teacher and suspend that teacher for doing it. I guess I don't understand. I guess it's maybe, what is it, the teacher has more responsibility, or the teacher has less rights under the First Amendment to say that her students are lazy whiners and they're out of control.
Well, you mustn't hurt their self-esteem, you see.
Oh, well, you know, gee, I'd hate to do that. I mean, it's not like life's going to hurt their self-esteem. We got a couple minutes here before we have a break, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some things in the paper and some things that are happening nationwide and right here in town, and some things that may be a little bit controversial on this one thought. I mean, how do you really say, I don't really care if they round up horses? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At work, fewer Americans filing for jobless benefits last week, a sign the labor market continues to improve. The government says first-time claims for jobless benefits fell to 383,000, much lower than economists expected. Initial claims are at the lowest level in nearly 3 years. Continuing claims also falling, down 47,000 to 3.89 million. Though unemployment applications reflect the level of layoffs, it can also indicate whether companies are willing to hire. The encouraging jobs report not helping Wall Street this morning. Stocks under pressure as disappointing earnings weigh on investors. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 82 points. Home foreclosures jumping 12% last month. Real estate data firm RealtyTrack reporting lenders foreclosed on more than 78,000 properties in January. California, Florida, Michigan, Arizona, and Illinois continue to account for more than half of all foreclosure filings. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Smart, tough, trusted. Megyn Kelly covers every story, every event on America Live. Digging deeper, debating key issues, discussing the topics impacting you.
Our mission is to get you the facts fair and balanced.
There are two sides to every story. Only one show delivers both fair and balanced. Watch America Live with Megyn Kelly weekdays only on Fox News Channel.
We don't judge, we let you decide.
Come celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Exposition at the Reading Convention Center. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event is free to the public and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction, with indoor and outdoor exhibits and entertainment for the whole family. Cheer on your favorites at the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, and Trucker Skills Competition. See exhibits, equipment displays, the wildlife show, and demonstrations featuring the latest industry technology. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo, this weekend at the Reading Convention Center. Sponsored by Axner Excavating, California Forestry Association, Sierra Pacific Industries, Fruit Growers Supply, and Plumas Bank.
My car has a warble in it. Can you help me? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. You mean a wobble, don't you? No, it's definitely a warble, she said. Can you describe it for me? Well, first I hear a loud scream-like noise, and then a ka-plunk, and the warble starts. You know, the words you are using are not common descriptions of car problems. Perhaps I'd better drive your car. As I accelerated, I heard a loud screeching sound of a bolt being pulled through the car body. There's the scream, she said. Next, I heard a clunk as the bolt bottomed out. There's the ka-plunk, but I don't feel the warble, she said. Let's go back to the shop. I think I know what it is. Sure enough, I found 4 loose bolts and tightened them. She test drove the car and came back all excited. I described it well, didn't I? I pride myself in communication skills. Yes, you did, I replied. That's how I knew to tighten the seat. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California, where your words really mean something.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. ByStar Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to ByStar Bank. ByStar Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:34 in the morning. Linda's on assignment getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. She's got a bunch of neat things happening there, you know, products and for women and theater, music. She's got a young musician she's going to be talking to tonight.
I have a thing stuck in my craw, sir.
Okay, well, this is the place. If you've got something stuck in your craw, this is the place to bring it to.
You've been there and seen it. I cannot wrap my brain around a culture that will strap a bomb on a 12-year-old boy like they did in Pakistan, on a child, and use that child as a weapon. And you talked about that same culture putting a fake gun in the hands of a child, a 5 or 6-year-old, in the hopes that Americans would shoot that child. I can't. My universe doesn't have room for that culture. I'm sorry.
I don't understand it either. That, you know, but they are also warriors for Islam, or the jihad there when they did it. You know, you can't tell me the child understands it, really.
That's the thing. An adult wants to go out and go up and fight for what he believes in. Fine, but don't throw a child into that. My God.
What Bob was talking about when I was doing work in Iraq before, back in 2003, these kids started showing up on the street with plastic pistols that looked just like 9mm, just like them, and they'd come running up to soldiers and everything, and that got up real quick, that the children were being handed these pistols, and it wasn't just to and they were being pushed out toward the toward soldiers. Now, luckily, I never heard of any incident that happened. And I hope there wasn't any incident. Children being used. Okay, there's it's been in our news here for the last 4 or 5 months about this woman, Palomino Armstrong of Shingletown, adopted a colt. She called it Honey Bandit. And she called it Honey Bandit because she and her husband were getting ready to go on their honeymoon. When this occurred, the colt was injured in a roundup, and one of the BLM roundups. And it's the foal's mother quit lactating, providing milk. The colt was beaten and by other horses and bitten and all this. And Palomino, through a great deal of work, and devoting herself to this, saved this colt's life. And now she and another woman are going to Washington, D.C. They want to talk about what happened to Honey Bandit, and they want to asking for an end to the BLM roundups. And Jennifer Gillespie, who also sends out emails, is also a critic of the BLM roundups. I don't see in here, I don't know if it's just because the paper didn't put it in here, or was there an alternative to the wild horse roundups? Since January, the BLM, January 23rd, they rounded up like 430 horses, but they have thousands that they have rounded up. In 2010, the BLM rounded up about 10,000 horses and burros, and less than 0.25% died. That's not the important thing here. I guess the important thing here is these animals are out on public lands, but also on lands that, you know, that are used for grazing and, by farmers and ranchers. And the question is what's your alternative to not rounding them up? Do you sterilize them? Do you, what? I mean, I'm not sure. But you can't have you can't have a population that continues to grow, almost exponentially, because they have no natural enemies out there, and there's food. So what do you do? You know, I applaud the fact that Palomino saved this young colt. And I know she has spent lots of money and lots of time doing this. But what do you do? And so just to go up there, I mean, yes, it's a feel-good thing. Oh, gosh, the horses are so mystical and all, blah, blah, blah. But what do you do in this? I mean, what are your alternatives? It doesn't say anything in the article, so it doesn't mean that it's not there. Here's the alternative for it, but it doesn't show that. It's just it's kind of a type of thing that we do so many things because it seems like a good idea, but what's the law of unintended consequences? Ask the representative from New York. Gee, it seemed like a good idea to send that picture of me. But look what's happened. But this is, you know, a lot of times our legal representatives, the ones we elect to Congress, they make a decision based on, you know, on looking at something it's, you know, that has at the end of their nose, not thinking of 5, 10, 15 years down the road, the kind of impact this can have. So I would hope is that if you say, okay, you know, these roundups have got to be done in a humane manner. Okay, maybe you don't want to have helicopters chasing them. Maybe you want to do it in a different way. Maybe there's a way to have a way of sterilizing the animals, you know, without having to run down every horse and mare and sterilize them. I'm not sure. But, you know, to just stop is ridiculous. I wouldn't think they would do that, but I would hope that there is a way that there's something that can be done. We should have wild horses and donkeys out on our national lands, but they shouldn't overrun everything, and they shouldn't take precedent over everything. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's back by popular demand. North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion. The feedback was so positive in 2010, we brought it back, and you could join our family of $500 winners in 2011. Wouldn't an extra $500 come in handy? Just use your North Valley Bank debit card when making your purchases, and you're automatically entered into our weekly drawings for $500. Check out the photo gallery of all our winners on our website, novb.com. You could be one of them. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop by one of our convenient locations to open a new checking account and order a card today. You could be the next happy recipient of a $500 check on our weekly Friday celebrations. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Make it your card of choice when you're shopping. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be 18 to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 31st, 2011.
Vita Dermatology and Laser Institute of Red Bluff is proud to introduce our new medical director, Dr. Derek Adams. He has a unique blend of medical and artistic skills.
I've been a lifelong sculptor, and I've come from a family of oil painters as well, too. And I think that the blend of that artistic side, along with my love of science and my love of people, led me to dermatology.
Dr. Adams feels most at home in a small town and wants to educate the people of Reading, Red Bluff, and the surrounding areas about the benefits of cosmetic dermatology.
The two biggest misconceptions people have about cosmetic dermatology is one, that it's expensive, and two, that they don't deserve it. And I would ask that you just give us a chance to dispel those myths.
For more information, visit us online at VitaDermInstitute.com. For an appointment with our board-certified dermatologist, call 528-VITA.
There's more than one reason Mobil 1 is the world's leading synthetic motor oil. More people in more countries use Mobil 1 than any other brand. It's recommended by more car builders than any other oil brand in the world. It's proven to keep performing its very best even up to 200,000 miles. And it just feels awesome when your engine sounds perfect. Mobil 1, the world's leading synthetic motor oil brand. Ask for it wherever you buy motor oil or at your next oil change. Learn more at Mobil1.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 744 in the morning on February the 10th. What a great day this is going to be. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have grab bags of excellent cigars at really great prices down at Tobacco and Brew. And just go in the humidor and you'll see them. And they hand select these cigars. They put them in these bags and they put up really a good price on them. Also, they have any type of tobacco accessory that you could possibly want there. Lighters, cutters, boxes, you know, cigar boxes, any type of loose tobacco right there at Tobacco and Brew. Great prices they have. And then, you know, then they have Espresso Joe's where you get great coffee. You can get it fixed the way you want it and at excellent, excellent prices, my friends. And Tobacco and Brew supports our community, not just with taxes, which every business does. They support our community and the veterans in our community in so many different ways. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. I recommend you go down there. You go down there and check the place out. Get that cup of coffee. Go over there and check that humidor out. Okay. Missy MacArthur's on her way down to Chico today, if she's not there already. She's going to join other elected Northern California city officials and community members on Thursday in Chico to rally in support of the redevelopment programs and enterprise zones. The press conference sponsored by the League of California Cities will be held at 10 a.m. in front of the Chico Municipal Building. We need to have, we'll have Missy back. Oh, she's going to be, our, by the way, a guest host with me next Thursday, a week from today. And we want to talk about this. We'll try and get her on before that. They wanted to take away that redevelopment funds and cut back on enterprise zones. What a huge mistake that would be. The there's so much money. If you know, of course, statistics, but you know, statistics are showing that for every dollar they spend, you know, many, many more come back to the city on this. You know what? You wonder about. You know, if this is. Bad Bob, you know, you're big on statistics here. What's like the average age? You know, I mean, you know, you can expect to go to what, 78, 79, something like that, 77, unless you're a woman, then you can go another 2 years.
I think they range, the average age, yeah, is now 76, 78, somewhere in there. Yeah. The numbers wander around.
Yeah, well, you know what, here's something that, to me, it's truly scary. This was, for every 10,000 hospitalizations in 94 to 95, compared with 2006 and 2007, strokes rose 51% among males 15 to 34 years old. 15 to 34 years old, it went to 14.8% total for males 15 to 34. How can that be?
I think there's two factors. I think part of it is the health factors, and I think part of it is the intensity with which we live our lives nowadays.
Well, I think it's, you know, it says here that strokes are rising dramatically, as we've just shown here. We'll talk about women in just a second. Among young and middle-aged Americans, while dropping in older people, a sign that the obesity epidemic may be starting to shift the age burden of the disease. The sharpest increase was among men between 15 and 34, but strokes rose among women also in this age group, but not as fast, only 17% for them. And the gent from the American Heart Association says that this is definitely alarming. It is. You know, to me, I find it is 15 to 34 years old, 14.8% are going to have strokes, or the ones that they've seen. They examined federal records from a sample of hospitals in 41 states covering about 8 million cases a year. They looked at the percentage of all hospitalization for stroke by gender and in six age groups. You know, this is, you know, and then there's another article that's linked to it, says it's not, they're not sure about it, but they're saying that maybe diet soda could be a factor. You know, but you know what, forget what I just said, because, you know, they said hamburgers could be too. charcoal food, or you know, like grilled food could be. But the other one is, it's based on facts. So, you know, take a look. I mean, it's not just, I think part of it is obesity, because look at it. Look at the kids. Mm-hmm. Look at the obesity rate. You've got kids that are 10 years old and they're obese. 10 years old. What are they doing? What do parents do? Why do they let them do this? No, you don't sue McDonald's. You don't sue McDonald's because of Happy Meals. No. You get them off their little fat butts and get them outside.
I would also suggest that there is a level of unresolved anger in this culture that really is starting to worry me severely. Look at the highways. Look at the incidents happening on the streets. There is a level, in all age brackets, a level of frustration and anger, and I certainly do not see an easy solution to it. But there's the incidents of road rage and things you see these days, the aggressive driving, both men and women.
And that's just in the driveway.
Yeah.
You want to see aggressive driving, look at 905 coming out of here with the people that are going out. You know, I don't even get on the streets for an hour after our crew leaves. But you're right. You know what, Bob? I think you're right, Bad Bob. I think that's part of it. I think people are. They're fed up. You know what? They get so much. I think we're on sensory overload. Look at this. We've just started selling these new iPhones, iPads. You know, Linda, and I love Linda, and she saw this iPad when we were up in the middle of the mountains, but there was a Wi-Fi over New Year's Eve. And these people had these iPads, and she goes, they're cool. And now they're putting cameras on them. And so I'm sitting there thinking to myself, the phone I have, I can get on the internet with, which, frankly, I'm turning the phone back in. Only thing I want is a flip phone with big numbers on it so I can see it, so I can tell what time it is without having to, like, put on glasses and get into the right sunlight.
Oh, you want that Samsung phone, it's like the Cricket.
I want the one
like
that says, for older guys with eyes that are failing. That's what I want. We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step. Then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256 or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
A message for all you prep parents, grandparents, and supporters of the University Preparatory School mission. It's time for the third annual dinner auction event, Moroccan Nights, coming March 5th at the Gaia Hotel. Dinner, silent and live auction, live entertainment, casino-style fun, even a delicious dessert auction. Reserve your seat online at upprepauction.com. You can also make an auction donation online. This is the major annual fundraiser for the Educational Foundation. Proceeds are used for enhancement of UPrep school programs and equipment. We'll see you there, and thanks for your support.
Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert, and visit us at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Bob. Linda's on assignment. They get ready for the show tonight, 7:54 in the morning on February the 10th. It's going to be a great day today. It's 50 degrees already. Weathers brought to you by Anselmo's. Great place to eat, great place to go up there and visit, just a great place to just have a lunch or a dinner. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. That Doug Tooley from Dish Satellite has moved to 1345 Liberty. He moved there a couple months ago. And his phone number, 244-1988, he does Dish Satellite. He guarantees his work. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. They've been in business since 1985, except for the time he's with the 82nd Airborne. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite. Okay, let's go on back. Let's finish up this segment. Our guest for the next hour, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, is here in his uniform. And he is ready. He's got his handcuffs out. I'm not sure what that means. Bad Bob, you might want to be checking on that. Why has the chief got his handcuffs out? Is there something you've done again? What have you done this time, Bad Bob? It's that, you know
my,
what, if you would not drive
youth
that,
is catching
that,
up with me.
You would not, if you did not drive that specially colored Jeep of yours around with 86 antennas on it, and it says, drink coffee, makes me high, then, you know, okay, let's talk about.
I worship at the altar of Dutch Bros, yes.
There you go. All right. Let's talk about, you know, Nadine Bailey runs, you know, she's the conference director for the, you know, for the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference.
Class
and she is
act.
Just a class act and funny. You know, they had target audience. They're talking, okay, let's have a little bit of controversy here. Let's have something going. They, and, you know, this is the Record Searchlight. I love them. You know, I write for the Record Searchlight. I have my blog there. And they talk about that this year's latest speaker, Michael Kaufman, wrote a book, Rescue in a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided and How We Can Heal It Constitutionally, was on our show yesterday, and he talked a little bit about that. This guy's got a big background in things. He wrote this book originally years ago. It was 1,000 pages. He said, it was pretty hard to get through, so he cut it down to 250. And it's a huge seller. But this is the way that the writer for the Record Searchlight ends that sentence. Rescue in a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided, and he's popular with the Tea Party crowd. Now, is that a stick in the eye? Is that, I mean, that's, you know.
That is not objective journalism.
Well, do you think he may be, could he be actually popular with people that aren't in a Tea Party? I'm not in a Tea Party.
I
don't belong to the Tea Party. I don't even know if you can join the Tea Party around here. I think you just show up. You know, it's kind of like Patriot Guard Riders. I like to think I'm a member of the Patriot Guard Riders. I have a little patch that says Patriot Guard Riders. But you don't join the Patriot Guard Riders. You just show up for events.
That smacks of agenda-based journalism.
Well, anyway, so when asked about the conservative political speakers such as Palin, and Sarah Palin was here last year, and she, you know, she had two sold-out audiences there. Nadine Bailey responded with a question: "Would you think Al Gore would be a good fit?" Well, no. Who would come to hear Al Gore speak in this group? So, okay, we'll get to that one in a little bit. We'll let the chief. Yeah, the chief's raising his hand. I'd listen. I'd come listen to him. If nothing else, is to find out what he's going to say next. So they're going to have the annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. The speech this morning, which has like 250 people, is sold out. A lot probably had to do with, you know, listening to us yesterday on the radio. It could be other things, too. And then the conference starts today, 11 a.m., and today, 9 a.m., Friday and Saturday at the Reading Convention Center, which is, another reason that, you know, we're holding it at the Reading Convention Center. A lot of people come to this. A lot of money comes into town. And, you know, we get tax dollars. Say somebody comes in here and buys a piece of logging equipment, and this is not cheap stuff. We're not talking like a $30 axe. We're talking like a $250,000 chipper or something, you know, something that pulls the stumps out. That tax money stays right here. So if you move this down to, say, the fairgrounds, where does that tax money go? You know, the county gets a piece of it, but the city of Anderson gets it. And there's nothing wrong with the city of Anderson. We love them. That's, you know, our listeners, too. In fact, we're having Melissa Hunt on tomorrow from the city of Anderson. But when you start thinking about this, you know, that there's a, you know, a good reason to have a convention center right here in the city or in the city limits. Okay. Well, I've just been... You know,
you've been on a roll,
I've
man.
I've been on a roll. Well, you know what? Attention deficit disorder of radio. You know, I like pride myself on that. And Linda's not here to keep hitting me on the shoulder and say, hey, you know, let's stay back on this. You know, but it started me this morning when Congresswoman Gifford says her first word, and then this idiot, Craig, New York, resigns from his post as a U.S. representative. What, you know, I mean? Somebody that we elect to take care of us and to make those decisions because he sends bare-chested photos of himself on Craigslist. You know what? I hope they pull every hair out of your chest.
Oh.
If you haven't already probably waxed yourself, because you probably have, because that's the kind of guy you are. Okay, we got to take a break for the news, and we come back. Chief Peter Hansen is here, right here. And we're going to ask him those questions. We're going to ask him those tough questions about that. You know, he wants to hear Al Gore. I want to know why. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Are all the protesters finally going to get what they want in Egypt? There are new reports the president could step down. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in Cairo.
Yeah, the protesters are at fever pitch here, Dave. They've just roared upon hearing something spoken to the crowd. One army commander about an hour ago addressed them, saying, "You will soon get what you've been demanding." Other officials here in Cairo are reported saying President Mubarak is to make a nationwide address soon. This on a day the pressure ramped up, with some doctors, lawyers, and train drivers in Egypt going on strike in solidarity. The protesters for more than 2 weeks now have been demanding an end to the president's 30 years in office. Dave?
Alistair, who is our biggest threat? Intelligence leaders are telling Congress now. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Dave, topping the threats against the U.S., terrorism from Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, particularly radicalized Americans acting alone and inspired by Al-Qaeda.
Well, homegrown terrorists are numerically a small part of the global threat. They have a disproportionate impact because they understand our homeland, have connections here, and have easier access to U.S. facilities.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper also warns a House panel that nuclear proliferation threatens the U.S., particularly from Iran. As for North Korea's nuclear arsenal, Clapper believes Pyongyang can produce weapons, but is unlikely to use them unless on the verge of collapse, Dave.
Jared, winter just brutal in the South. Still below zero in Arkansas and Oklahoma. The day after summer area's got 2 feet of snow.
Right now we're having issues clearing side roads. We've got numerous vehicles stranded.
Delaware County Emergency Manager Robert Reel. Some schools in Oklahoma have been closed all month. The job market may be getting a little better. First-time unemployment claims dropped to a 2.5-year low last week. On Wall Street, there is some selling. The Dow down 42. Want to get an iPhone? There's a new network for that. Verizon customers can now dial in.
I want it now. Gotta have it.
Some people will end up early on the first day of Verizon sales. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Nearly 500 miles away from where you are right now is a tall, healthy tree. In that tree, a bird sings a bright, clear song. Nearly 500 miles is also how far a CSX train can pull a ton of freight using only 1 gallon of fuel. A fact not lost on the tree or the bird. To find out more about the most environmentally friendly way to move goods over land, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th, $60 before taxes, offer in store only, and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores, includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Conservatives are gathered in Washington for CPAC, cheering the Republican wave elected in November.
The new Congress includes, I think, 37 people who've never run for office before they ran for Congress in 2010.
CPAC Chair David Keene also addressing the big crowd, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, having a little fun.
Someone told me I needed to find the right camera, so let me see. Okay. All you SNL fans, I know where it is. I think we're good.
CPAC can feature possible presidential hopefuls, Bachmann among them, but Sarah Palin's not attending. Five people still missing in Allentown, Pennsylvania, perhaps buried in the debris from yesterday's massive gas explosion that ripped houses apart and left one person dead.
I was reading a book in the living room, and it felt like a giant kicked the house.
The fire burned for about 7 hours. Two dozen homes were damaged or destroyed. An arrest outside Atlanta the morning after two young boys aged 1 and 4 were murdered in their home. Another child and a man were injured in that attack. When you hear about someone suffering a stroke, you might think it's somebody older. Well, think again.
The American Stroke Association says strokes are rising dramatically among younger Americans. The data comes from the first big nationwide study of stroke hospitalization. Strokes in men between the ages of 15 and 34 have gone up 51%. Women in the same age group saw a hike too, 17%. American Heart Association President Dr. Ralph Sacco points to increased obesity, which can hike risk factors. By the way, the rate of strokes in elderly people is headed down. This study shows a drop of 25% in men over the age of 65. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
There's been controversy in Mississippi. A Confederate veterans group wants a series of specialty state license plates to mark the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. One plate would honor Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, an early leader of the KKK. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:05 on February the 10th. Gents, there's only a couple more days, and then it's Valentine's Day. And you think you had it tough, and nam, forget Valentine's Day. See what happens. Hey, I'm joined by Bad Bob, and today's weather is great. It's 50 degrees right now. It's going to get up to about 70. The winds are kind of dying down. Tonight will be about 35. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. They look pretty good. Highs near 69 or 70, but come Monday, we're going to start getting rain. And we're going to have rain for a few days. So enjoy that time in the sun. Enjoy that. And this part of the show, this portion of the show, is brought to you by Lumberjacks. You know, besides just breakfast, Lumberjacks has great lunches, great dinners. You can get two dinners, or you can get dinners for $9.99. And they have six dinners there that range from Salisbury steak to New York steak. And only costs $9.99. That's at Lumberjacks. That's at 501 East Cypress. They're a local group of people. There are local families that owns Lumberjacks. And they, you know, that when you have local families owning businesses, you know how we push that. We push using our local businesses, and the money stays here. It's not like going to a large chain that says, oh, we can offer you this food. Well, they're matching those prices, and they're our local company. That's Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. Our guest today, Chief Peter Hansen.
Good morning.
Reading Police Chief. And you're just smiling today. Are you in a good mood?
Well, I am since I came in the door. This is quite a lively place. When I walked in, you guys were on a roll.
Oh, we can do that. You know, okay, let's just talk about something that rolled out of your mouth as soon as I walked in when we were talking about Al Gore. And I said, who would listen to Al Gore? Who would come there to talk? And you raised your hand.
I did.
Okay. Talk to me
about
that.
You know, he was the Vice President of the United States, a presidential candidate, a very interesting fellow, obviously very opinionated, and I do not agree with his views, but I think people like that are interesting, and if he ever did come to this part of the world, which I doubt, it would be fascinating to have a person like that on your show, perhaps, to listen to his views, and it's always interesting to hear the other perspective.
You're absolutely right. I'd love to have Al Gore on. I would love to. We've invited Boxer and Feinstein to come on and just talk, you know, because we, you know, this is, you know, we're part of who they represent too. You would think they'd want to come up here. I mean, it's to me, that would be an interesting show because they do have a right. I mean, they have absolutely the right. They know they've been they're elected officials, and you're right. You know, what would Al Gore say? I mean, has he changed his – I wonder if he's changed his viewpoints at all.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what his perspective is now on global warming since some of this other information has started to come out regarding the real science behind it and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you talk about Feinstein and Boxer, for example. You know, over the years, they're represented as being, you know, fairly liberal. But, you know, in terms of law enforcement, they've been extremely supportive of our law enforcement efforts across the state and helping to bring federal dollars here to support local law enforcement efforts. So, you know, really,
In what ways? That's just good. Well, to know. Yeah.
You know, for example, you know, we recently received a federal grant to a stimulus grant from the Obama administration, which keeps us from having to lay off 4 police officers. And, you know, I had written letters to both Feinstein and Boxer, and I know they were supportive in that process to make sure those dollars came here because they became aware of our staffing shortages and they helped us out. So, Dianne Feinstein is a friend of law enforcement. I know that she's been supported by California police chiefs and Cal Sheriffs and organizations like that because at least in the law enforcement arena, she's been a strong supporter in Washington.
Well, they've been probably a supporter of hers, too, in the state.
Very much.
I would imagine, yeah. And, you know, get behind her and vote. So, yeah, well, at least if that's going to happen, at least they get something for their for their votes. And you're right. You know, nobody is one way or the other. I mean, it's very rare. Okay, let me put it this way. It's very rare that you find somebody that is just one way or the other, that, you know, they may not have the same values that you have, and they may not vote the same way you do, but on everything. But on some things they do. You know, there is a middle ground.
You know, and it's very interesting. There's people in our own community here locally who, on many issues, I agree or disagree with. But, you know, I still respect them, and I still respect their views. And their willingness to put themselves out in front of the community and here's my opinion, you know, that takes a lot of courage to stand up and say, here's my opinion on this particular issue and be willing to take the heat as well as the praise that comes with it,
sure.
Particularly on a controversial subject. And you have to admire, you know, particularly on a national level, the patriotism of some of our elected officials and some of our military leaders and so on who are willing to put themselves out in the front on some of these hard issues.
And it's true. And taking a viewpoint that's opposite of the administration, especially in the military,
right.
To come out and say, hey, look, you asked me, here it is. And they may not listen to you, but they came out and said what they believed.
It takes some courage. And one of the terms that we use around our department is being a courageous follower, which means having the courage to stand up and disagree. And that's really the basis for our country, the willingness to disagree and express your own opinion. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do that. And so while Al Gore may not be the invited guest at the logging conference,
He's taken a position. You're right. He's staked it out. Made lots of money off it, too.
Maybe.
But that's true. I mean, he has. I mean, let's not forget that. Okay, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about the ceremony.
Right.
And honoring our police officers. And then we have a number of other subjects. And any subjects you have for the chief of police today, just give us a call at 605-4567. Or here in the chat room, I already see the lot, you know, see questions coming up already. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it, and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277. Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you want to help your community and have fun at the same time, join the Shasta Family Justice Center for a sock hop and ice cream social on March 12th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Mark Street Promenade.
The Shasta Family Justice Center offers victims of family violence a one-stop shop of services to help them break the cycle of abuse.
Tickets for the sock hop are only $5 and are available at Leatherby's, Keller Williams, and online at enjoymagazine.net.
Sponsorships for the sock hop are still available. To find out more, please call 243-8868 or online at shastafjc.org.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat that drum all day. Carl Lindabad. This is a Friday type of song, though. Bad Bob, bring it up tomorrow. Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Linda is on assignment. Nope, not if you rip out my toenails and my fingernails. Well, I'll tell you what she does when she's on assignment. But she does have a show tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, on the spot with Lindabad. 8:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, Doug Tooley. And Dish Satellite. His phone number is 244-1988. Gives a great service. Puts in Dish Satellite. We have it at our home. And Doug came there with his guys a couple hours, had it up, had it running. We haven't had any problems with it since. 244-1988. He guarantees his work. Local guy. Been in business since 1985. That's BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
We've already talked about something that had nothing to do with police work, with, you know, how you support Al Gore. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay. If you're just tuning in, he did not say that. All right, he did not say that. I just want to make it real clear because I just watched part of his hair turn white when I said that. Okay, on a serious note. Okay, I'm sorry. Medals of Valor for our police officers.
Yes. Yesterday, we held our annual award ceremony for the recognizing those officers and employees of the department for their exemplary performance over 2010. And, you know, part of that, we recognized our employees of the year, which included services employee, community service officers, officers, and supervisors. And those, that group of employees are the ones that perform, you know, just do a great job every day throughout the year, and they're nominated by their peers. And, you know, there's a review committee, and they really do exemplary work every day. And then the other part of the ceremony was in recognition of those officers that had done something extraordinary. And so we recognized a couple of officers for their life-saving efforts. You know, one officer pulled a woman who was going to commit suicide off a bridge. You know, another officer helped a woman whose heart had stopped beating. He was on vacation, and she had gone into cardiac arrest, and he helped revive her.
The one at the Dusseldorf, I think it was Dusseldorf, right?
Yeah, Diesel Horse Bridge.
Diesel Horse Bridge. Had something been reported, and he got there in time to do it, or did he just notice something?
I'm not sure, but it, you know, as he drives along, she's standing on the outside of the railing, obviously ready to jump, and so he's trying to talk to her, and right as she's ready to jump, he grabs her and pulls her back over to safety. So, you know, the river is cold, and depending on the flow, it could be very, very dangerous for her, of course, and a true heroic action on his part.
That's right.
But, you know, we had other, you know, we recognized our Police Explorer Advisor Group, and these folks, you know, volunteer their time to work with our young people in our community. We recognized a whole bunch of folks, but one special group we recognize is, you know, last year in December, on December 7th, actually, we had a bank robbery at Plumas Bank, and the suspect had threatened the people inside the bank with a handgun, and then he ran, and our officers happened to be right there when it occurred, and ultimately led to a shooting incident. And of course, no one likes to see that happen, but the reality is these officers were confronted with a very dangerous armed individual and ran to the danger to try and take him into custody safely. Numerous commands to try and get him to stop. They used everything they possibly could, but ultimately, you know, had to defend themselves. And, you know, the district attorney praised them for their bravery, and we recognize them with the Medal of Valor, because it's one thing to react to a situation. It's another thing when you intentionally go towards an extremely dangerous individual. And so they were recognized yesterday with the Medal of Valor.
Yeah, I tell you, when you ride to the sound of the guns, and then you approach it.
That's right.
And then, you know, maybe he didn't have, you know, maybe he didn't have the you know, the weapon. That's the point, is that you were there. They put themselves in harm's way,
right,
with somebody that they thought did.
Right.
And that was that is a significant action. Right. You know, seeing that in combat, and you get used to that when you're in combat. I mean, that's just something that happens. In police work, it's something, thank God, that doesn't happen on a daily basis. And, it doesn't become part of your day in that sense. But
right. It doesn't happen every day. Right. And the conscious act to put your safety behind, to move forward towards the danger, to protect the lives of our community and our fellow officers, is what the award is
for. That's what the award's for. That's right.
It's for that. Going towards the danger and putting yourselves at risk. That's the action.
Throwing yourself on a hand grenade and it doesn't go off doesn't mean you're any less brave than if it had gone off.
So we handed out 56 awards yesterday and recognized, you know, everything from, you know, the Employees of the Year to the Medals of Valor and so on and so forth. So it was a good day for us. Very well attended. Lots of family people there.
Great. That's super.
And lots of our public officials were there to appreciate the work the officers do. And, you know, there was... there's a lot of things that go on every day that the community never sees, and this is our chance to sort of remind the community that, hey, we have guys out there working really hard every day.
Well, this is a good time for you to come on and be able to talk about it today.
Yeah, I was real proud of the guys yesterday, all of our people, guys and gals. And, you know, we have a lot of people that work really hard behind the scenes that you never hear about, and they support the officers, they support the community, and they just do a great job every day. Everyone in the department does, and it's very... again, a very proud moment for me to be able to recognize the work that they do.
Well, you know, I know that, now we've got to take a break here. I know sometimes police aren't appreciated, and because, let's just face it, a lot of times you're enforcing the law, and that has some people, I know people don't like that. I mean, this just gets right down to it. Oh, I got a speeding ticket. Oh, I got this. But it's also, you know, how quickly sometimes we forget that the reason we can walk down the streets and we don't have to worry about things happening to us is because of this thin blue line that I term I use. Okay, we got like 1,000 questions on the internet, but we got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fill in the gap of winter and spring this February and head down to Wind River Casino, where they continue to bring you groovy gaming adventures with the Love Bug Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to drive off in a brand new Volkswagen Beetle. A blast from the past or ahead of its time. It's round for a reason. Swipe to win and play to win entries. Just use your free River Club card daily. Take a ride to Wind River Casino and play your favorite slots. The rewards are endless with over $20,000 in prizes. Check out the newly remodeled casino with over 1,000 slot machines to choose from, as well as many of your favorite table games. Just use your free River Club card daily. Swipe to win and play to win entries for a chance at a drawing on Friday, February 25th, where you could drive off in a brand new VW Beetle. The more you play, the more free play. For more information on Wind River's Love Bug Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check them out on Facebook. Take a ride to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Volkswagen Beetle. It's better on the river.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Hi, I'm Gary Heffley. I'll put you where the fish are biting, whatever it takes, on North State Outdoor News.
I'm Reed Oriano. I'll be reporting from Alturas about hunting and fishing the northeast corner on North State Outdoor News.
My name is Mike Mogler. Fly fishing is my game. Keep a tight line and I'll mention your name on North State Outdoor News.
And this is Frank Galusha, your host for North State Outdoor News from MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Catch the latest outdoor news with us every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. right here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palosidro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palosidro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 50 degrees day. It's going to be a great day. It's 8:24 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue. They not only will sell you just outstanding instruments at just really, really good prices, they'll show you how to use them. They've got a studio back there. They've got professionals there that will show you how to use these different types of instruments that you buy. That's Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 243-3774. Mike's Music, 243-3774. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
How's it going, folks?
Hey, we're doing fine, Jimmy.
Good. Hey, I'd just like to thank you guys. I heard that the police stepped up patrols in the Tiger Field area around that park there. Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank you guys because, you know, a lot of kids walk by there, and there's some real problems with transients and stuff down there. And the main thing I wanted to call about is the loitering problem downtown. My dad is one of the merchants downtown, and he said that the police won't enforce the loitering laws because unless they have a cooking apparatus, because they're afraid of the ACLU putting a lawsuit against them. Is that true? And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, Jim, thanks a lot.
Jim, thanks for the call. You know, we're going to make sure that we're in compliance with all laws, and so I'm not real concerned about the American Civil Liberties Union filing a suit. They're going to do what they need to do. But in terms of the bigger question, the area in South City Park around Tiger Field has always been an area in conflict because it's a recreational area. We got families down there, Little League, you know, Tiger Field, where the Simpson University plays their baseball and other youth groups play their baseball there. And at the same time, it's a place where a lot of transient people congregate, and a lot of well-meaning community groups go down there to help the homeless by distributing food. So it puts those two groups in conflict. So because of the problems that we've had, we have stepped our patrols down there to try and deal with that issue, to try and prevent the conflict so that we do have a safe environment for everyone to use down there. Now, in terms of downtown, loitering is kind of funny, because as long as you're not blocking a sidewalk or blocking the entrance to a building or a commercial building, you know, just being downtown on a sidewalk is okay. And the whole issue of homelessness and transiency or transience in our community is a very difficult subject. You know, we have a lot of very, very good organizations in our community that help to support the homeless, including organizations such as Loaves and Fishes and Living Hope and the Rescue Mission. But, you know, the city and county all also work together to help these folks with transitional housing, to get them into housing so they can get on their way to more permanent housing. So there is a strong effort moving forward to help these people so they're not on the street. We have to realize, however, there are some people that choose this as a way to live, as a lifestyle, and do not want help from faith-based organizations or community groups or from the government. That's what they want to do. So it's a difficult situation. You know, tonight I'm going to be attending a meeting with this Safe Camp Alliance that is trying to look at different options to provide, you know, a legal area for folks who are displaced to be able to stay without feeling that they have to get moved along because they're violating the camping ordinance all the time. So it's a difficult topic. We're trying to get everyone to work together. But we also have to realize I don't think we'll ever, you know, 100% or eliminate the problem from our community. But our best solution is to try and work together and bring those resources together. There's one thing I can tell, or I'd like to say to our community members, if you feel the urge or want to help some of these homeless people that need your help, and that's very admirable. It is the right thing to do to help those less privileged than us. You know, don't give a couple of dollars to the guy standing on the corner. That's the wrong thing to do. And the reason is because there's no guarantee that guy won't buy liquor, cigarettes, or drugs. What you need to do is contribute to those organizations that will make sure your dollars goes towards food, clothing, and shelter. And so those organizations, whether it's your church or one of the organizations we have in town, such as the Rescue Mission or Loaves and Fishes or Living Hope or these other groups, they will make sure that your donation dollars go to where they're supposed to go and not towards, you know, something else. And I really discourage people from contributing to the guy standing on the corner with a cardboard sign.
You know, and these people, I mean, you see them at the same spot. It's almost like they probably auction off these good spots here in town. And they, you know, with dogs, you know, pregnant women, the whole thing. I see people continually give them money.
Yeah.
We don't do that. It's like you said, if you're going to give to the shelters.
Yeah, that's the wrong thing to do because they're preying on your emotions. And while they genuinely might need help, what you're better off to do is refer them to one of these organizations. And, you know, everyone's tight on their, you know, we have a on their funds. And we have a very charitable and generous community. But I think you're better off to use your funds towards one of these organizations that can help. And they will make sure that your money is spent wisely on what these people really need, which is a place to stay and clothing and food.
Okay. And we've got to take a break, Bob.
Yeah, is there a panhandling ordinance? And is there a quick answer, yes or no?
You know, we do have a panhandling ordinance, but it's aggressive panhandling, that the person getting in your face.
Okay. So there is, but it's got to be, okay, I understand. We'll talk about that, and we've got a whole bunch of questions we come back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. Join us after these messages.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Pam Puso. A senior Egyptian official telling Fox News Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak will step down and transfer power to the army. CIA Chief Leon Panetta addressing a House Intelligence Committee earlier today.
There is a strong likelihood that Mubarak may step down.
Meantime, thousands gathering in Cairo's main square.
You can almost smell it. They can almost smell the freedom that they have fought for the past 17 days. We are now in day 17 of these protests where these people have remained determined day in, day out, through violence.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale, a military commander, telling demonstrators all their demands will be met.
The protesters roared when an army commander addressed them, saying, "You will soon get what you've been demanding." Other officials here in Cairo are reported saying President Mubarak may make a nationwide address soon.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin in Cairo, the military reportedly announcing on TV it has stepped in to safeguard the country. This is a Fox News alert.
Come celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Exposition at the Reading Convention Center. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event is free to the public and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction, with indoor and outdoor exhibits and entertainment for the whole family. Cheer on your favorites at the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, and Trucker Skills Competition. See exhibits, equipment displays, the Wildlife Show, and demonstrations featuring the latest latest industry technology. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo, this weekend at the Reading Convention Center. Sponsored by Greenspan Company, Adjusters International, Roseburg Resources, Northern Lights Energy, Reading Bank of Commerce, and Hat Creek Construction.
My car has a warble in it. Can you help me? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. You mean a wobble, don't you? No, it's definitely a warble, she said. Can you describe it for me? Well, first I hear a loud scream-like noise, and then a ka-plunk, and the warble starts. You know, the words you are using are not common descriptions of car problems. Perhaps I'd better drive your car. As I accelerated, I heard a loud screeching sound of a bolt being pulled through the car body. There's the scream, she said. Next, I heard a clunk as the bolt bottomed out. There's the ka-plunk, but I don't feel the warble, she said. Let's go back to the shop. I think I know what it is. Sure enough, I found 4 loose bolts and tightened them. She test drove the car and came back all excited. I described it well, didn't I? I pride myself in communication skills. Yes, you did, I replied. That's how I knew to tighten the seat. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California, where your words really mean something.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call, where we focus on the people and companies that are making a difference in our community and for the planet. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding and examine issues that are important to all of us. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, home of free fire media.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, every Saturday at noon.
Some of our upcoming shows include sexuality and addictions, as well as relationship, marriage, and parenting skills. We will also talk about common mental health issues and more complicated subjects such as schizophrenia.
Tune in for emotional health with Psych Talk, Saturdays at noon.
On KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:34 in the morning on February the 10th. Linda is on assignment. Don't ask. I won't tell. She's got her show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. You go in there and there's like all these strange heads on the wall. I don't know if you've ever been there, Chief, but a lot of your officers go in there, and there's like a dinosaur. I'm not sure how they got. Except DC is pretty old. He may have shot it when he was out hunting one day, because there's like a dinosaur head in there. Cypress Square Barbershop, and you know they give great haircuts and like I said, good prices and discounts for veterans. That's right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and let's get into a couple other questions. We've talked about loitering, we've talked about aggressive panhandling. The Patriot Guard and the Missing in America Project do a number, of course, of veterans' funerals, welcome home veterans and escorts for these funerals. They work with the police and the sheriff's office. Your opinion about how they, how they conduct these funerals and that, because they have, I think, permission from the city to block traffic.
Yes, they do. In fact, they got certified. They went through some training. They complied with all our requirements, and it's been great for us. And of course, I think it's great for the veterans in our community to be recognized. And they have worked with us on other events too. So the Patriot Guard helps us to remember, about the sacrifices that are made, and I think they do a great job.
Okay, Missing in America, and that's one of our questions from here. Hands-free cell phone enforcement.
Right. I think it's kind of a pet peeve with everyone. We still continue to see far too many people talking on their cell phone, and it's against the law, and if you see it, you're going to get a ticket, and the fine's expensive. And it is a distraction, and it really is a safety issue.
I tell you, motorcycle, I ride my bike, and I tell you what, I see somebody on a cell phone, I give them so much room because they're not, you know, they're never going to see me.
You know, there's been some studies that show people talking on their cell phone are as distracted or as dangerous as those people driving under the influence of alcohol.
Oh, I believe that.
Because it just takes away from your focus on what you should be doing in driving.
And you still see, or texting. Okay, this is my favorite one. Texting. How can you text when you're driving?
I think texting is worse, but it's not like listening to the radio. It's not, you know, not like that kind of a distraction. It is really, your focus goes to dialing or texting or talking, and you just lose focus on the road, or you get real tunnel vision, and things happen very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Would it be safe to say, Chief, that generally when an officer observes this, a person on a phone or texting, they're passing head on, so the officer then has to decide if he's not on his way to another call, does he make that U-turn through the traffic, possibly causing problems from that? And by the time he gets in behind the person doing the talking on the cell phone, they could be a half mile ahead on the road. And right. Do they go code on him for a cell phone violation or what?
Yeah, safety has to be our primary concern. And does the violation risk, you know, because we affect a traffic stop or make an abrupt lane change or something like that? And we have to balance that out. But the reality is it's a real safety problem. And it's not just cell phones. You know, I stopped a guy once here just last year. He was talking on his cell phone and utilizing his computer, laptop. I mean, come on. Or we'll stop somebody and they're talking on their cell phone. I was talking to one of our officers yesterday and pulled him over, and the guy's still talking on his cell phone. He goes, come on, what are you doing?
That's why we pulled you over. Do you understand that?
Yeah, and they're still talking. And, you know, the safest thing to do, particularly if you get a call, and I know a lot of businessmen rely on that communication, pull to the side of the road, pull over, finish your call safely, hang up, and keep driving. It'll take you 30 seconds to do your call, and just pull over. And then if you're parking on the side of the road talking to your phone, that's fine. Now, don't do it on the freeway, but on any of the city streets, that's a safe thing to do.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. What's up, Dave? You had a question for the chief or just something?
Well, I was going to ask him about officers on the cell phones. I've seen that before. And are they curbing that, too? I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but I have seen officers with cell phones, and I go, how come they could do it weekend? What makes that right?
I'll
take my answer on the air.
Okay. Dave, thanks for your call. There actually technically is a legal exemption in the vehicle code for a police officer or emergency personnel to talk on a cell phone while driving. However, I think that sets a poor example. And the direction we've given to our officers that unless it's an emergency and you're getting information specific to the call you're responding to, you stay off the phone or you pull to the side of the road. And officers should not be talking on their cell phones while driving because that sets a bad example. And I can't think of anything more that I hate or that anybody else hates is this double standard. And, you know, if we're going to enforce the law, then we have to set the example.
You know, it is irritating. Now, I know that there are times when you'll get a call over the air and that you have to make a phone call because you need to find out because you there's something about that call that you need to talk to somebody about.
And many times, you know, officers responding to a call, they can get information about what's occurring at that location directly from the person on the phone, and it's a little bit more direct communication than having to relay through dispatch. Now, that's a very rare circumstance, but, you know, the general conversation, officers should be pulling to the side of the road, and they've been told that. And if you see that, please bring it to our attention.
So should we pull up next to the officer and waggle our finger at him and go, no, 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 no? Probably not a good idea, right?
As long as you're not talking on your phone. That's
okay. Hey, we've got to take a break here. And when we come back, we want to talk. We've got a lot of questions about gangs and other things that have to do with our city law enforcement. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Holidays are over and it's time to start a new year by joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane. Open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
It's time for the Wedding Extravaganza, the oldest wedding show in the North State, bigger and better than ever. Sunday, February 20th between noon and 4 p.m. at the Reading Convention Center. See over 50 vendors, from photographers to wedding dresses, caterers to florists, ministers to DJs, cake makers and honeymoon getaways. Register to win a honeymoon trip for two from the Wedding Extravaganza. Every vendor will also have a gift from their booth valued at $40 or more for lucky winners. Try some delicious samplings of food and cake beginning at 3 p.m. The grand prize drawing to be given away at 3:30. You must be present to win, plus so much more at this year's Wedding Extravaganza, Sunday, February 20th at the Reading Convention Center. For more information, log on to www.theweddingextravaganza.com. Brought to you by Greg Rothman Photography and Jerry and Fred's Special Event Rentals. See you at the show!
You dream of a platinum wedding, but the reality is you're working with a bronze budget? Then join us for Bridal Talk on KCNR 1460 AM. You'll find the latest tips and information from the area's best wedding industry professionals who really understand how to make your dreams of the perfect wedding a reality in spite of the current economy. And be sure to register for home entertainment products at Clyde's Next Generation, your brand source home entertainment store located in the Shasta Center behind Cool Hand Luke's in Reading.
Bridal Talk, Sundays from noon till 1 on KCNR 1460.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-424-1495 or visit us on the web at freebetaprostate.com. Call now and try Beta Prostate free. Call 1-800-424-1495.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda's on assignment. It's 52 degrees. It's going to be up to 70 today. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. It's going to start raining, it looks like, on Monday, so enjoy this weekend. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. They're having music out there tomorrow night, and Linda's going to be talking about that more. Their number is 474-5546 because of Sunday. They're having that special Valentine's Day dinners out there. So give them a call, 474-5546. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley, 244-1988, puts in Dish Satellite. He's moved to 1345 Liberty Street. Again, 244-1988, Dish Satellite. Doug Tooley, a local guy, doing good. Our guest, Police Chief Peter Hansen, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. And, Chief, a bunch of questions coming in. And gangs. Anything about gangs? I know that for that one period of time, we had, it seemed like, all types of gang members. And then that went away, and I just saw where one was, he turned loose or put on probation?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, let's talk about that. This is a guy that, this is a gang guy that broke some 12-year-old's nose and, you know, stole his iPhone or stole something from him and got, probation?
There are multiple pieces to the criminal justice system, and the one piece is that, you know, what we're involved in is the enforcement arm and bringing people to we're front-loading them into the system. You know, we bring people to the courts, and, you know, really, it's a very complicated process when you get the district attorney, probation, courts, defense attorneys involved in, and it's frustrating sometimes for law enforcement to see the outcome of some of these cases, but it's very complicated, and, you know, you have to prove cases, and so I try not to focus too much on the final outcome.
But it's kind of like food, huh?
Yeah. In terms of gang activity, you know, we had an upsurge this last summer. It's kind of died down. There's still some activity going on. The one thing I would like to bring out, though, is that you know, this week, the California Highway Patrol has assigned an officer full-time to work with our gang investigators. So that's a great benefit to our local community. The Highway Patrol is becoming more and more involved in local activities, and we're really fortunate to have a great relationship with law enforcement agencies in our region. And we work collaboratively together, and this is the next step in that, where, you know, we have a law enforcement agency whose primary responsibility is traffic enforcement, who is understands the responsibility to local safety, and, you know, we're benefiting from having a full-time Highway Patrol officer working with our gang guys. So that really demonstrates a great attitude. The commissioner of the Highway Patrol is very much interested in working closer with law enforcement at the local level. So that's a real benefit to us. So where we'll see that is sometimes as our resources diminish, you know, we get some additional support in a different area, and that's real good for us.
Okay. Is the anti-graffiti unit still being funded and kept running?
Yes, it is. Funded through some donations. We just got a $1,000 donation the other day, and we're still trying to raise money, but we still have a very active graffiti eradication program.
I saw that driving around the other day.
Everybody in town, she's more popular than me, but he knows, you know, Bob Brannon is about the hardest working guy that I know, and he really does a great job. And he puts a lot of these people that have to do community service, you know, back to work, helping to clean up. So I really strongly encourage people that if they see graffiti anywhere, call it in, and we'll help get rid of it. Because that's a big way that gang people communicate, and they establish their turf. And we really want to send a strong message back to those people who are involved in gangs that, wait a minute, this is a community area. This is not yours.
We do need to work together on those things. And, you know, frankly, coming here, I've seen some graffiti sometimes, but I saw one on one wall that was just, wow, it just, you know, overnight. And the next day it was gone.
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, this is obviously, and it's never come back. So that was another, you know, part of it, is so that never comes back. But we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we want to talk about, it's been in the news, Costco, the possibility of Costco moving and having that type of building available for our police. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Outsource your mailings to the experts at NorCal Presort to save time and save money. Think about it. Is that postage equipment sitting in your office making you money? The answer is no. Realistically, you pay a lease, you pay maintenance and ink, you pay labor, you pay full price for the postage, all in advance. How is that saving you money? Get rid of the postage machines and bring your mail to NorCal Presort. NorCal Presort takes the frustration and hassle out of your business mailings. Mailing costs are an increasing monthly expense, but we know how to save you time and money in first class and with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial Street, just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Call us, 221-6895.
There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Hey, Linda. Let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Columbia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hey, Chris, did you know Second Tuesday Club in March is at C.R. Gibbs?
I do. That's my favorite restaurant. I'm coming for Nutsy Hour and staying the whole evening.
Please join our whole gang Tuesday, March 8th at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for a cocktail, great food, and C.R. Gibbs will donate 15% of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society in support of our many animals in need.
Bring your friends and join us where entertainment thrives at C.R. Gibbs American Grill.
You sound just like a commercial.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl. Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but she has her show tonight at 6 o'clock on the spot with Linda Bott. She's got some great guests talking theater, entertainment. So tune in tonight at 6 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there. Finest walk-in humidor. They've got specials on cigars there, and they put them in special bags, and they're just, it's a great deal, great cigars. Espresso Joe's, kind of coffee you want, great prices from it. And Joe and Shelley support our community. They support it in so many ways, besides just the veterans and the veterans projects, but also in community projects and just people that need help. That's Tobacco and Brew. That's a local store, a local business that does a lot of good. Our guest today, Police Chief Peter Hansen. In our last segment here, we want to talk about, the City Councilman Patrick Jones was here talking about the possibility of Costco being used as refurbished. We've talked, that's been brought up a couple of times before, is that if Costco moves, that it becomes then the police station. What's your take on that, Chief?
Well, I'm really excited about that prospect, and of course, I see this as very preliminary discussions going on about this possibility. But it's kind of a win-win-win, and the Costco wants to relocate closer to the freeway and build a larger store and offer gas pump services and things like that. So they're seeking that opportunity. The city, of course, is anxious for Costco to stay in the city, for the sales tax benefits as well as the benefits to having a large store like that in our community for all of us to enjoy. And then the third win, of course, is that the possibility of the police facility issue finally being resolved. And
at about half the price. It can be.
It can be. We're probably going to look at seeing whether or not the city manager can negotiate some sort of a deal. It's very complicated, but there's a real possibility that by doing a retrofit to a police facility, a refurbish, you can save at least a third of the amount of money involved. And so it's an opportunity for us that certainly, we have a bad situation next door here on California Street. It needs to be corrected. And a couple of years ago, I was fortunate to go with Rick Bassetti and Mr. MacArthur to Southern California to look at a couple of police departments that had been retrofitted. From one was a Costco and one was a Fedco building. And they did a fantastic job, and the employees are happy, and it works very well for them. The community is very proud about what they ended up with. And so, very preliminary discussions, but it's exciting. It's an exciting opportunity.
I like the way that our city government is going forward with this. And this is one of the reasons Missy is down there fighting right now for the keeping the redevelopment agencies and redevelopment funds.
Yeah.
We can't, this has enough room there in Costco to provide everything that you need and still have room to expand or to use for something else. Yeah.
Room to grow, certainly. And, our original design that we needed was about 66,000 square feet plus a 30,000 square foot storage building and the real potential for a indoor range of about 6,000 square feet. That would fit all inside of the Costco building. It's centrally located. Everyone knows where it is. There's plenty of parking. So it solves a lot of our problems, and it really creates a responsible way to use city funds. So there's the initial purchase, which has to be discussed and negotiated and may or may not occur. And then the second big issue would be the improvements, because it has to be brought up to Essential Services Act requirement standards. And then the improvements.
The old earthquake.
Yeah. And it's different. It's different for a home and a business than it is for a school, hospital, and then, of course, when you get a police facility, it has to meet some very stringent requirements so that in the event of the big earthquake, it still survives and becomes an operational thing.
But yeah, it's a it's going to be your operations center there.
Right.
There in a couple
and of one of the things we talked about creating was a community room for people in the community to be able to have a meeting hall to you know, that kind of space gives us that opportunity. So again, very complicated. It involves multiple entities in this negotiations, and the city manager's got a tough job up ahead of him. But, you know, we have a very supportive city council who's supportive of this idea. And I know the mayor's working hard on this.
Well, you know, if you go, I know you don't give out tours. I don't think you give out tours of the police station. But I think if you have not seen the police station, my friends, you need to go down and take a look at it.
If anyone in the community wants to come and see our existing police station and see why it needs to be replaced, call my office and we will arrange a tour.
And, you know, bring the kids, because when you see this, I mean, I've been to the police station, you know, several times, and I just can't believe that a city of this size has a police station where you have where the pipes burst and you still, you know, you continue to work and, you know, toilets back up. I mean, it's just.
You know, and this year during the fall, we had all the rain. We had several roof collapses that were, you know, minor in nature, but there's roofs coming down on employees is not good. Gosh, you know, our drinking fountain caught fire last year, and it was.
You know, when the drinking fountain catches fire.
That's you know, it's humorous, but it's really not.
It's not humorous.
So it had to be replaced, and, you know, the roof leaks, and there's not.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Okay.
There is no employee bathroom downstairs. There's the public restroom out front, and for the regular employee, there's no employee bathroom downstairs. They have to go all the way down upstairs to the second floor to use the restroom. And
that can't be cost efficient.
No, and it's just, gosh, can you imagine?
Chief, my friends, you know, we should be doing, through our city council and the city, I mean, yes, money's tight and all this, but, you know, sometimes it gets to be ridiculous. If we can find the funds for this. We need to have this. If there is a major catastrophe, as the police department is one of those places that has to have communications, has to have a place they can operate out of, so we can all do it. Anyway, Chief Peter Hansen, thanks a lot for being here. This is our regular monthly update with the chief.
I'll be back next month.
And, you bet. And we love having you on. You know, there's a lot of good questions on loitering and that. And
back from assignment.
That's right. And back from assignment. Linda just walked in.
Lots of paperwork, which is what you do when you have a business. But we're happy to do it.
That's right. Well, welcome.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Back from assignment, which he won't talk about, by the way.
That's right. It's a big secret. You can burn my fingers and toes, and it makes no difference. I'm not going to tell. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Melissa Hunt on from the city of Anderson, the city council person there. And you know something else? We're going to be talking about the ducts. That's D-U-C-T-S that are underneath your house. We're going to have a duct expert because. Having lived through this, we didn't realize what a huge impact that has on, you know, on your heating and your air conditioning bills until you actually have somebody tell you what's going on with that. Plus, there's a lot of people out there trying to take your money. So just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?
Casey and Art. Casey and Art, Shasta Reddy.
What are you doing?
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Egypt's president said to be ready to step down. A senior Egyptian official telling Fox News that President Hosni Mubarak will step down shortly. This on day 17 of protests in Cairo, where Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live.
Yeah, the protesters are ecstatic here, cheering and chanting. And across the city, car drivers are now honking in celebration. They're flying flags from their windows. State television here says President Hosni Mubarak will address Egypt shortly. A senior official telling Fox News Mubarak will step down as president, transferring his authority to Egypt's military command. The military apparently confirming that, saying it is stepping in here to safeguard the country. Lisa?
Alistair Washington is watching. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
The White House saying that it's monitoring what it calls a very fluid situation in Egypt, but isn't sure how this is going to play out. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says an orderly transition remains the administration's top priority. Now, the Egypt development